Some of the educators were being represented by the same attorney. For example, George Lawson has four of the accused as clients. But Fulton County Superior Court Judge Jerry Baxter says to avoid any potential problems, everyone will need to have his or her own attorney. The judge's ruling is not a surprise, says WABE legal analyst Paige Pate.
Well, it's the safest thing to do. A judge is always concerned that a conflict of interest may arise later in the case if one defendant wants to cut a deal and testify against another defendant.
All of the defendants were indicted on racketeering charges, and some are charged with witness influencing and making false statements. Judge Baxter also told prosecutors if more indictments are coming, they need to hurry up. Pate says the judge is making sure both sides are fully informed.
You have to. You have to be clear so that both sides understand that there are no games here. We're going to set a schedule. We're going to stick to the schedule. We're going to make sure that defendants' rights are protected, and the state should be prepared to prove its case at trial.
Friday, the defendants will enter their pleas. Rose Scott, WABE News.